USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla battery supplier Panasonic broke ground on a new lithium-ion battery manufacturing facility in DeSoto, Kansas. That's a suburb of Kansas City. The facility is set to focus on the manufacture of lithium-ion cylindrical cells. Panasonic is planning to mass-produce the battery cells by March of 2025. In the World Series last night, four Houston Astros pitchers combined for the first World Series no-hitter since 1956 in a 5-0 win over Philadelphia. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. The Federal Reserve lifted interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point to push back on inflation. The increase approved Wednesday, the Fed's fourth consecutive 0.75-point rate rise, lifts the central bank's benchmark federal funds to a range between 3.75 and 4%. As more businesses drop the brick-and-mortar locations for a virtual environment online, the banking industry is an example of pass the savings to the customers. SoFi's CEO Anthony Noto on Fox Business this week says they're offering much higher interest rates on your checking and savings accounts.
So in the checking and savings account, we're offering 2.5% interest on checking. We just announced we're going to 3% on savings later this week, and that's helping us grow our member base there.
The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a minimal 3.0 magnitude earthquake struck overnight on the border between Arizona and New Mexico. The quake happened just before 11 p.m. local time, roughly 6 miles southwest of Franklin, Arizona. And a reminder, those states that participate in daylight savings time, it ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
The hunt for a man accused of shooting two Newark police officers has come to an end. Tony Maruso reports.
An urgent manhunt in New Jersey is over. A whole neighborhood had been forced to remain inside their homes for hours after two Newark police officers were shot Tuesday. Authorities had also blocked off nearby streets to search for the suspect. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Ted Stevens announced an arrest Wednesday.
Today, at approximately 11:10 a.m., members of the Newark Police Department Emergency Response Team effected an arrest of one Kendall Howard. Mr. Howard has been charged with 2 counts of attempted murder of Newark police officers.
The officers were shot just as 30-year-old Kendall Howard was shot in connection with a shooting last week. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lottery players looking to get rich quick were focused Wednesday night as the numbers were drawn for the $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot. Nobody won the jackpot, but some lucky players won $2 million and $1 million prizes. The next jackpot for Saturday's drawing is expected to be $1.5 billion before taxes. Hurricane Lisa made landfall in Central America late Wednesday afternoon with flash flooding and wind damage across several countries. After it made landfall along the Belize coastline as a Category 1 hurricane, Lisa is forecast to head inland and not become any stronger. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I thought that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.